Where do you see the child innocence fade away? I think where child innocence starts to fade away is in chapter 16 when they have to shave their heads off, him, Bruno, and his sister. Bruno has to shave his head off and Gretel has to get the lice out, but Bruno looks like a Jewish boy and he asks why he did, if he's Jewish, but his sister told him no, that they're the opposite, and it gets Bruno thinking more.
When does child innocence come in advantage for Bruno? Child innocence comes into advantage for Bruno when Lieutenant Kotler catches Schmuel eating, and Lieutenant Kotler asks like Bruno, like, "Oh, do you know him?" And then Bruno's like, "Oh, it's my friend," and he doesn't really know better that he wasn't supposed to say he's my friend or anything, because Schmuel like gets in trouble for it. And but Bruno doesn't really know that, so that's like his innocence part, since that's they're not supposed to talk to the Jews or anyone that goes in and helps in the house.
How does child innocence affect how the characters that our kids think? Child innocence comes to effect with the characters that are kids because they only see one side of the story, not the whole side. And when Bruno even goes to like see Shmuel, he doesn't like really believe him because he believes his parents more, because his parents have more authority over him than what Shmuel does.
Why does it affect them? We think it affects them because like they're growing up there, and then like when they're growing up there, like they don't really have anyone else to talk to at their age, so it's a different type of like growing up as we see it. So it's like just them, so it's just like Bruno and Gretel because they're like the younger ones, and then Shmuel, but Shmuel's like on the other side of the fence. And Bruno can't really like take him to like his house and stuff. Like Bruno imagines like, "Oh, we're gonna go play outside," or like something like that. So it's like different for Bruno growing up and Gretel growing up, because Gretel, she doesn't really like do anything with herself that like we don't really see. And then Bruno just tries to do stuff, but everything he does has to be secretly. So it's like his life is basically all like secretive, because like he wants to do stuff himself, but he can't because of what his father's job is.
Is child innocence blinding from reality? I think child innocence is blinding to reality because they're blinded for so long that they start not to know like certain things, like how Shmuel is being treated, or like how what happens to him or other Jews when they're acting bad. Like some of them get shot, and Shmuel got beaten, not shot, but Bruno didn't know that. So when Bruno went in to at the end with Shmuel to find his dad, he ends up dying because he doesn't realize what's actually happening in the camps.
What's the window about? The window is about showing Bruno's innocence because he can't see over the window, like in the beginning of the book and stuff, and it kind of continues. So if like he was able to see through the window, he would see more and understand more of what's going on, because I'm pretty sure like the window's such a big part, because from the window you probably can see the camp and the people working and like how big it is and what like the Jews people like their how their life is. And I think if Bruno was able to see it, he'd understand more, ask like more questions, be more curious. I mean, he already is curious, because like he asked his sister in the chapter where they got lice, like, "Why are we like the opposites?" And like, "Why can't we go over there?" So I see like it would make him understand where they are more if he was able to see through the window.
Does child innocence only affect Bruno? Is there any symbols that go with child innocence?
Child innocence only affects like Bruno and his sister, because Shmuel lives a life that Bruno's wondering about, and Shmuel understands what's going on and Bruno doesn't. And the symbols, there's another symbol that goes with child innocence when Bruno and Shmuel are having the conversation about the patches on their arms and the different symbols. And Bruno said in chapter 12, "My father wears one too on his uniform. It's very nice. It's bright red with the black and white design on it." And Bruno thinks it's a nice symbol, when we know as readers, because like we've learned about it, that it's not an eye symbol, and that it discriminates between the Jews and the Nazis. So that's like another symbol that goes with the innocence, because Bruno doesn't understand.